You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. God's Day Timer. Let's pick it up where we left off. We're going through the appointments that God makes for all of us on His calendar. His modim, His appointments, His holy convocations, His Sabbaths. Things we're supposed to clear the calendar for and appear before Him to worship Him. Leviticus 23:2, I referred to this, but let me quote it. Speak to the children of Israel and say to them, the feasts of the Lord, which you shall proclaim to be holy convocations, these are my feasts. People want to put them off as the feasts of the Jews, old covenant festivals, any excuse that they can come up with not to observe them, not to do them. And the first one he lists is the weekly seventh-day Saturday Sabbath. And then he goes through the seven annual holy days after that that take place throughout the year. Like Passover, where we're just reading that Jesus was crucified and resurrected during that time frame. Chosen on the 10th day of the first month when the lamb was chosen, put up and examined for flaws. Put crucified on the preparation day starting at 9 a.m. in the morning. And buried just before Passover and the day, the high day, the days of unleavened bread start, resurrected on first fruits, appeared to the masses and gave the people his Holy Spirit on Pentecost. He's going to return on the Feast of Trumpets. Satan's going to be bound for the 1,000 years on the Day of Atonement. Feast of Tabernacles pictures the millennium, and the eighth day pictures the general resurrection of the masses. Everything according to his calendar, everything on time, everything according to schedule, and God has a calendar. Where do you fit in with that? Do you keep his feasts, or do you keep man's and Satan's? He's, like I said, crucified for Passover, buried for unleavened bread, resurrected for first fruits, give God's Holy Spirit on Pentecost. What do you think's going to happen? The rest of them, like I said, trumpets, atonement, tabernacles. That's what we're waiting for today. That's Jesus' return. And look at 1 Corinthians chapter 15, starting in verse 52, in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet, for the trumpet will sound, the dead will be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. This is all happening on his holy days. When Jesus returns and resurrects his bride, then the wedding supper of the Lamb takes place. We can read about that in Revelation chapter 20, verse 1. If you want to know where I'm going with this, make sure you listen tomorrow, because we're almost out of time here. But God has a calendar again. Do you keep God's calendar? Yes or no? It's just that simple. The first one is a weekly sign. It's the weekly seventh-day Saturday Sabbath. Do you observe that? Why not? I don't, because I ain't a Catholic. They're the ones that changed it. Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.